Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one incredible page of Talmud each day. And today's pages, Sanhedrin 54, 55, are incredibly difficult because they continue in great length and great detail to discuss the various unthinkable, unspeakable, abominable sins for whom one may be put to death. And in the middle of it all, we find this difficult but brilliant gem. Have a listen. And the sages who provide these two interpretations of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion disagree with regard to the issue that is the subject of the dispute between Abaye and Rava. One sage, he of the second interpretation, holds that one administers punishment based on an a fortiori inference. Even with regard to a prohibition that is derived a fortiori, one who transgresses it is liable. And one sage, he of the first interpretation, holds that one does not administer punishment based on an a fortiori inference. Did your eyes just glaze over? Are you feeling very lost and confused? You're not alone. I am too, which is why we're going to do the one thing that always gets us out of the soup here on this podcast, calling our dear friend and teacher to help us make sense of it all. Rabbi David Bashevkin, how are you, my friend?
Leo, what an absolute privilege and pleasure to be discussing the morbid world of Sanhedrin and putting people to death and capital punishment. And over here in this passage, even if your eyes glossed over, this is one of those terms where it's actually more complicated in English than it is in Hebrew. We are approaching a passage that is talking about an essential disagreement about the nature of punishments itself. And the disagreement is whether or not we are onshin min hadin. That is Aramaic for whether or not we apply Talmudic logic, what's known as a kal v'chomer, classic Talmudic logic, the kal v'chomer, which is translated as a fortiori, which is basically saying, Liel, if you are stronger than I am and I can pick up 20 pounds, then you could for sure pick up 20 pounds. That is a classical kal v'chomer. You are definitely stronger than me, so if I could pick up 20 pounds, you definitely can pick up 20 pounds. You could for sure do it. So the question our passage of Talmud is asking is whether or not we can use that type of logic to subject someone to punishment. What is that an argument about? What are they arguing about, whether or not by applying Talmudic logic we can subject somebody to punishment? What they're really arguing about is the nature of punishment itself, whether or not the punishments that we see in the Torah are logical or not. Are there something that we can apply our own human reasoning and extend, well, if this person gets that punishment, then this other person for sure should get that punishment? Or is the notion of punishments in the Torah something that even transcends logic, so therefore we can only punish those who are explicitly told are deserving of punishment in the Torah? And what is so fascinating about this is that for most practical purposes, we conclude that ein onshin min hadin, which translates again that we do not apply Talmudic logic in order to subject somebody to punishment, which means that the Talmud takes it as a given that the notion of punishment is not actually something that is reasonable or logical. It actually transcends logic. So when somebody would say, you know, the Torah is pro-death penalty, not death penalty, pro-capital punishment, not capital punishment, what we have to realize is these are two very different disagreements, because the Torah does say that, yes, there are certain things that we do give punishment for, but the Talmud actually acknowledges that the parameters of that, of those punishments, is not subject to our own intuition, logic, reasoning. We cannot punish somebody, even if we have airtight reasoning, that they should be deserving of punishment. The only people who we can subject to punishment are those who are explicitly identified as deserving of such in the Torah. Because the entire notion of punishment, of taking out, you know, anger and physically hurting somebody, is not something that we can ever arrive at based on our own conclusions, but is only something that we subject somebody to based on the explicit divine word.
So, so beautiful. Rabbi David Bashevkin, thank you as ever for being our guest.
My absolute privilege and pleasure.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, you are really going to love the newish book by me called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life. Surprisingly modern advice from a very old book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher just by clicking the link in this here podcast description. Or, you know, through that big online store whose logo is a smile. Please go and rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Liebowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross and Quinn Waller. Our executive producer is Courtney Hazlett. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/Take One or email us at podcasts@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little bit more Talmudic.